Item number 40, from the Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting recommendations for appropriate classifications and rates of compensation for positions created in the 2014 adopted budget, phase two, balance of positions. This item was laid over to the call of the chair on January 30th, 2014.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Cullen.
Earlier today, we dealt with several of these positions, so I guess I would move that we lay item 40 over to the call of the chair.
Supervisor Cullen moves to lay over. Calling the chair. That's the motion before us. Any questions, comments, committee members? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Can someone enumerate which ones are not dealt with in other action?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, the earlier action today, I think it was item 28, 27, pertain to the second item on this list for Org Unit 1151, Fiscal Analyst, and the fourth item on this list, which was three positions within 1192. And then the balance, I guess, is what is being addressed by Supervisor Cullen's motion.
So there's 10 left, looks like.
Director Mitchell?
Just want to clarify. It looks, from what I'm understanding, then there's 10 positions yet that were approved in the budget that the department still want to be setting up. That
right.
It would, if it were laid over, they wouldn't be able to proceed with filling those positions. Is that correct?
I think it's actually 12 positions under the FTEs, 12.6, including forensic investigator, the budget man. You know, you can see the ones that would be. Continue to be held.
Have supervisors received calls, letters, communications about any of these positions?
Mr. Chair, just the forensic investigator.
Forensic investigator.
We've heard from the medical examiner about the need there because of people who are going, who have scheduled absence, and that they wanted to get someone trained.
Mm-hmm. Any other such communications, correspondence? Supervisor. The reason I asked, because in discussing with Supervisor Cullen, he's indicated that he hasn't received a lot of communications about some of these positions, and which could cause one to believe whether or not they are really, even though they were passed and created in the budget, that whether there's a need to have them at this time. Inspector, would you like to speak on?
Yes, sir.
Please come forward, sir.
Mr. Chair, thank you for recognizing me. I believe we have two correction manager positions that we are just attempting to get the funding for. They're in the budget, but they're not. They were approved in the budget, but for whatever reason, this is holding up their actually getting the pay, is my understanding. And again, I'm looking at HR if I'm misspeaking here. So what we're looking for specifically with, as I discussed this morning, the significant reduction in our supervisory staff. We're down 9 positions of correctional lieutenants, and this simply is a small mitigating issue to help out with getting some more supervision. So I respectfully ask that those two positions be put through today. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, to clarify for the inspector, I'm sure you're all well aware, but this is the last step in the creation of a position. So while the budget acknowledged the creation of those positions, they are not finally created until the classifications are established, and that's what this action would achieve. The positions cannot be filled until this final action is taken.
But for this file, file 14-1776, are those positions, I don't see those positions on the list unless I'm misreading.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, it's under Department 4000, FTEs.
Oh, okay,
two.
I'm sorry. No, I see. Okay. Thank you, I'm sorry. Mr. Maskey?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the positions listed on here is for our department, which was approved in the budget, but currently we're not in the process of hiring for that. I have two people that are doing the work in that position right now, Molly Paul and CJ Paul, and was looking for an additional individual to assist them in doing the financial analysis in that. And that's why I had the position, and if you want, I can give a communication to the committee members to let them know the reasons why I wanted that position.
Inspector Schmidt. Was your department number?
Yeah, 3700.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, is Inspector Schmidt going to go get our fifth member, or
what about
bring him back
to retrieve.
To retrieve our fifth member, otherwise no action is going to be taken.
Okay.
We're about to survive in Stanford.
Sure, that question not here. Since there are requests by two departments since we've been sitting here, at least two.
I'll wait mine as well. I mean, it's...
okay, Director Mitchell and then Director Tyler.
I just wanted to state, I understand that all of these were approved in the budget, so I'm making the assumption there's not a budgetary concern here. I'm not sure why. I don't remember why these got hung up, but, I've heard from all of these areas, they all really want to fill these positions. So you might not be hearing from them directly, but I sure am, and I just wanted to share that, there's a lot of eagerness to get these filled. There have been plans made coming out of the budget to make some things happen, and those things are just on hold. So for what it's worth.
No action's possible.
Director Tyler?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I'd be happy to kind of do what I need to do to lobby. I mean, we worked effectively on a couple other positions that were on this list previously. I think that what we were hoping was that, we would be able to work through the normal processes of a committee working with human resources. But we're happy to continue to do it individually if that's the best avenue. We and DAS have one position in procurement and one position in facilities that we'd like to have your consideration on. Well, actually, two of the positions as well. So there's three altogether out of DAS.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
I don't mean this to sound disrespectful or anything, but I doubt that all the other departments who are on this list who aren't here are going to be able to get here and speak on their own behalf.
Yeah, I understand that.
So,
given that there are people in the room, I just asked. I'm just,
right,
just trying to get some feedback.
I would just like
originally
to
the feedback was to the other committee members to see if they had been approached in one way or another.
Right, and I would just like to maybe go on the record on behalf of these additional departments. We bring this forward from our department as the recommended classifications. I think during the budget process, when these positions are created, the departments make their pitch to the committee to create these positions. The committee chooses to go along or not go along. So these have been established. I would say on behalf of these other departments that aren't here that they requested these positions for a reason, and they would like to have them created so that they can get them filled.
Thank you. What is the pleasure of the committee regarding these positions?
That's a motion. We can't even take action.
Well, we can't do anything until we have a fifth member.
You
want to
take a break?
Well, let's temporarily lay this over. for now.
Chairman?
Supervisor Roman West.
I know, as ridiculous as it sounds, but, I mean, is it possible for us to start off taking the action items? I don't know what's going on with this Finance and Audit Committee. This is, I've been on Finance and Audit since 2005, and we've never had issues with people not showing up or people leaving early or whatnot.
Yeah.
I have the same issue in my committee, though, so I'm not downing you. I'm just wondering if it's possible if we can try to get the agenda set so that we are acting on the action items first and then doing the informational reports. I would encourage my colleagues, obviously, to be here for the entire meeting and, you know, to get all of the information that's being provided. Finance and audit is the, you know, the creme de la creme. Everybody who gets elected wants to be on finance and audit. It's a huge honor to be on this committee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand that people have other commitments and whatnot, but I would hope that, you know, people really take that responsibility, you know, seriously and make every effort to be here. I understand it's spring break this week, so I get that. But, again, I think we've had this problem consistently over at least the last couple of months. And I know these meetings go late, but you know what? It's going to be even worse when we're part-time and meeting maybe at night and going late into the night. And it's my hope that we decide that we'll probably break finance off, like, or personnel off like it used to be, so that we have another committee that's really giving it the time and attention that it deserves, because I don't feel like it gets that time and attention here only because these meetings go so long and there's so much other business before us. So, again, I don't know if it's possible, but I've tried on my agendas for health and human needs now, because the need has arisen, to put the action items first. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
For allowing me that.
I appreciate the feedback, Supervisor. I really appreciate that, because we have to come up with some some type of solution.
Right.
Supervisor.
We can't end it the next day, so it has to all get done today. And
people have responsibilities,
right.
And that's why Supervisor Haas had to leave, and Supervisor Schmidt had something that he told me about.
Right.
So at least we need five people, or six.
Exactly.
If we can get six or seven.
Quorum at least.
Yes.
Until noon would be nice.
Okay. Okay, well, we will revisit temporarily item number 40. Mr. Grady, Deputy Corporation.